We're good.
Well,
good morning.
Good morning. We're last minute. We got called in, and we're just excited. We actually had a feeling that we were going to get to pray this morning, so we're just thankful to be here, and
it's we're good. Glad to, for you to join us online. So
yep.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, and we just pray now for everybody that's just going to come and join us, and we just pray for a blessing, Lord, and your goodness, and even just that river, your river that's flowing this morning, even in pre-service prayer. we're just praying and just, again, just speaking forth your river of flow,
Lord,
through every single one, every single one of us, and just even flowing together as one river in you, just all of us, just flowing together, and you flowing in us, and us in you. And that oneness, and just thank you for that. Thank you for all the people that we see here already this morning, and we do just pray that stirring and just every we just say that there's lightness, your lightness and your freedom and your flowing. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. And we release your light, Lord, even in this place, even wherever anyone that is watching, Father. We know that you are present with them as much as you are with us here, Father, and that your light goes forth even through online, Father, and that you meet us where we are, Father. So we thank you today, Lord. We just release that light through this place, through these words, Father, that you have anointed all of us, Lord, with the word of the Lord on our lips, Father, that you are filling our mouths even now. God, we just enter in even more to you. We set our eyes and fix our gaze upon you even this morning, that every distraction, anything that would try and steal our gaze, Lord, we just declare it has no place in the name of Jesus. And we set our eyes and our focus on you even more right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for what you have and what you plan on doing today, Father, in your freedom and your movement. So we thank you for that in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, Terry and Leslie. Morning,
good
guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Terry, we miss you.
Yes.
Well, at least
Terry,
I do.
We miss
I,
you.
Well,
actually, I miss
you,
you too.
Got to see, you haven't got to see her for a while.
No,
so
we love you, Terry.
Well, good. We get to pray for you, Terry.
Yes.
And we just want you to know we've been thinking about you and praying for you already. So now we just get to do it here online. And we do. We just release goodness, the goodness of God. We just know you haven't been feeling good, and just it's just been kind of a long time, and we just release the goodness of God right to where you are, and I just see like a swirling around you of the Lord's presence. I just see such a movement just all around you, right where you are, and I see just swirling around you, and just like even just a welling up inside of you, and I just see like just you just things being released from you. Any of that weight, just even thoughts that go along with it. I just see those, any worries. I just see them just coming off. I just see them just coming off you and just going right up into the swirling, like the Lord just taking that and just replacing it with peace and healing and wholeness. Healness, that's our new word. But yeah, just being replaced by that, and we just want you to know that we appreciate you and love you, and Jesus, he loves you and he's with you, and he just really wants to encourage you this morning.
I saw the similar things as well when Scott was praying, Terry, over you. I saw like a holy tornado, and it was as it was swirling, it was picking up the debris that wasn't to be there, and it was flinging it out far, far away from you. And I just saw that the Lord was removing any residue, anything that was trying to linger, even in your body, that I just see it being like expulsed out in a violent, quick way, like a quick manner, where it was even hidden, maybe to a degree, and it was brought up and thrown out in the name of Jesus. So we declare that, Lord, a suddenly healing today. We call that forth, a suddenly healing over Terry right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God.
Yes, Lord. We love you, Terry.
We love you, Terry.
Leslie.
Yes,
we get to pray for you. And right when I looked down at your name, I just seen grace, grace, And I just see, you know, because that's what it's about. It's about his grace and his ability and his power. And I seen in that, I just seen you just get so strong. And just to let you know, weakness, and I know you know, weakness is such a good thing. And sometimes I feel like I almost exploit that because of, it seems like I'm so weak in so many areas. And in that, I just get to see the goodness of God. I get to see his ability to do things, even through me or, like, in my life, just over and over and over again. And I just see that in you. I just see you just being strengthened so much. And you do get to let go of things, you know, like just letting go and really entrusting. It's like our whole lives to him. And I just see you doing that. I just, that you've been doing that. And God just wants to encourage you to just continue to just let go. Yeah. Just let go. And you know, even the rest that he gives us to walk in that is that grace.
Yes.
You know, he gives us that grace to let go.
Yes.
And just to really rest in him. And I see God just smiling over you so big. And he's just, it's like I can see you seeing him right now smiling over you and just how pleased he is and how much he's encouraging you.
Yes.
And saying, you're not doing it alone and you don't have to do it alone. And that's not only counting on God to do things with you, but some people around you also. And that's part of it too, of just knowing that we can, we don't have to just like be strong in our own strength.
Thank you.
You know, so yeah, we appreciate you too, Leslie. Yeah.
Yes, Leslie, I saw mountains, like a big white-capped mountain range, and I felt like the Lord was saying that he has prepared you to go forth and to adventure with him. And it had to do with that Song of Songs passage about come away with me and leap on the mountains. And I felt like I've heard it before where that's fears and that's different things that the Lord takes a person through. But I felt with you, though, Leslie, it had to do with such a preparation in your heart that you were ready to go and confront certain things so you would grow in leaps and bounds with him and that you were ready to go on that adventure with him. So, Lord, we just thank you for that great courage and that perseverance that you placed in Leslie, Father, and for this season of adventure that you have before her in Jesus' name.
Annie Marie Ward.
Yes, good morning.
Thank you, Lord.
Good morning.
Yeah, we just want to just hear just specifically what the God, lots of healing.
Yeah.
That's just what I'm getting, healing. And through your family, I just see healing just flowing. I see healing like sprouting up, like springing up through you and through your family, like healing. Just to really expect that, and it is so powerful. I can't even hardly contain it, like, in my spirit. Like, I just see this healing just flowing up and just, it's like just gushing out and just pouring on you and pouring out of you guys too. Not just, healing in you, but I just see it just, I just see healing all over the place.
Yeah.
So
I saw, reconnecting and like a re-merging together, even with your family, even as Scott was praying that I saw light coming between and gathering everyone together in your household. And it was like bursting forth of light and life. So, Lord, we thank you for reconciliation and restoration for Annie and for her family in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Ooh, that
thank you,
hit
Lord.
My spirit.
Thank you,
thank
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Yep, and Pearl.
Yes.
Leiferman, Pearl.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you for Pearl, Lord.
I just I just heard decisions. Pearl, just decisions being made, and I'm just going to say exactly what I hear. Like, some things are, like, right on the right track, and some things you might just get to just think about and just ponder a little more. So I just would encourage you to just sit with the Lord. Just continue to just sit with him, and just everything will become clear. I just see everything's just going to become just really, like, crystal clear. Just continue in faith. And trusting that you are where you need to be and that it's all, you're going the right way. And like some things might not be like escapable, you know, like you don't just get to jump ship on them, but you get to go through it And God has the best way through it, and that's what he has for you. And so you just get to just really rest and trust in that and trust in him. And you have such a bold faith, like really bold, he says. And he just wants you to know that he appreciates you. And he really appreciates that, seeing the courage in you just to go through. And just to continue in that. And like I said, I just am believing and standing with you. Everything's just going to come. It's just going to be really clear to you.
Yeah. I saw a bunch of boxes, and I felt like the Lord said it was provision. Each one had provision inside of it. And I felt like he said you were going to open up individual boxes at certain times, and they were going to be specific provision for what you were going through. And some of them I saw as like old Cracker Jack boxes that had a surprise toy or something in the inside, and it was specific surprises and good things that the Lord was going to bring to light and bring to revelation in each of those openings of his provision in your life. And you are going to be amazed at the goodness and the surprise that God has in each thing. So we thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right on.
Amen.
Who do we got? Deandra.
Yep.
Deandra?
Yep.
Yep.
Thank you, Lord. Mm. Thank you, Lord.
I just feel this rush of like power for you. Like it's already in you, and it's just like learning how to release it is what the Lord's saying. Just this, like, I'm just being almost like overwhelmed right now with this power like coming up through me, and I'm just sensing that that's what he's doing in you. It's just like, just it's like teaching you to flow, and you've been learning, and just learning how to like flow in him and just and move in him and just and let his power flow through you. Like I just seen you like studying the word and just getting really rooted and grounded in that, and that he, and that through that, that's what you're doing. You're releasing the word and its power, and just, and I see him just, it's kind of like a new level or new flow, like just really learning how to let his power just come through you and to touch other people around you. And sometimes it's like weird, but I'd really like to hear what you have to say about that. Like, and what God is, I just see God giving you revelation on it, mm-hmm. and just showing you about, I see you even coming into rooms, and places, and just God just exploding there because you're there, and you know how to release. That's how to just let God expand through you and out of you.
Yes. So. Yes, and I felt like that was connected with, I saw sound highlighted over you, that it's connected with sound, and like the Lord's been showing you specifics about like even frequencies and sound and music, and even specifics with music for specific releases and agreements of what to change an atmosphere and to move in your home and to move with people, where there's an agreement that the Lord is raising up in revelation with sound. So Lord, we thank you for that in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Lord. Yep, Elizabeth Olson. And we were just asking about you too. Just talking the other day about you, and just
like thinking about you.
Yeah,
missing
thinking
you
about
too.
You. Yeah, yeah. Yep. And I just right when I seen your name, I just it's like the Lord is saying you're so secure.
Yes.
You're just so right where you need to be.
Yes.
Your whole life is just really solid.
Yes.
And you're right in the right place.
Yes.
And it was like just, there really wasn't any cares or worries or anything.
Yes, Lord.
It was just like all like in the distance. And you just were okay just being right where you were and just being exactly who you are. So I just wanted to encourage you in that.
Yes.
Like, no major changes, no major anything. Just being enjoying where you are.
Yes.
So,
well, we're right at time. So,
oh, and Debbie's here too.
Yes, we love you guys. We just want to say good morning to Debbie and to Jen and to Beth and
oh,
to
man.
Linda,
all
Lily.
You guys, I wish we could pray over you.
Yes, we just bless
time.
You all,
yep.
And we just say quickly over Jen, we release that healing as well in the name of Jesus, Father.
Yep.
We thank you. We come into agreement with your full release of healing in Jesus' name.
And love
name.
You too, Beth.
Yes, we love you
see
all.
You
blessings today.
Good morning, church. I hope everybody has had a wonderful week. And if you haven't, God's still good. Amen. Yeah. I'm going to pray and then we're going to kick off some worship. Father God, you are so good. Father God, you are so good.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Help remind us that when we say that word, we're not saying something that's made up by us. We're actually speaking the character and the very nature of our Father, of our Maker. Father, thank you for making us. Remind us like only a creator can do. Remind the creation who they are today. Remind them who the Creator is. That we're so much alike. Yes, God, you are higher. We declare that your ways are higher, deeper, and purer. But we thank you that you've made us to be in this relationship of same, same. So help us see this. Help us see that you have made us in your image and that you didn't just try to make us. You made us fearfully and wonderfully. Thank you, Lord, that your try was a victory. It wasn't just a try and fail. Father God, I break off any lie that they are a failure or a failed product of God. Nobody is a failed product of God.
Yeah, that's right.
Fearfully and wonderfully made, and I thank you that you've done this, Father. And I pray this for the hearts of myself, the team, and the bigger choir worship team of the church family. We thank you, and we worship you, and we're going to keep worshiping. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Yes, thank you, God. We quiet our hearts for you, Lord. We say our minds are submitted to you.
Lord, I worship, I worship,
yes. We worship. We worship you. We listen and we hear. Yes. Thank you, Lord, for speaking in all ways, not just with a voice. Thank you for speaking with a smile on our friends and our beloved's faces. Thank you for speaking with through an encouraging word from somebody, or maybe we just saw a little sign. Thank you, Lord. To you. I belong to you.
Thoughts define me. inside me. You're my reality.
Yes, thank you for making it.
sing to Abba. I belong to Abba. I belong to you. And no one else. Nothing can free me from your hand. Abba. Abba, Father God, we know you made us fearfully and wonderfully. We still belong to you. Nothing can take us from your hand. What can stand in the way of this fiery love? None. Not your bad attitude, not your bad behavior. He still loves you right now. I don't care what you did yesterday or the day before, all that. He still does, because it's from his character. And he's made you into sons and daughters. That is now your new nature, because he did it. Jesus did it. It's not about some hyper grace and go do whatever you want. That is not what we're saying. We're saying love does. And if you know that he loves you first and he did it, you will love in return. And all that extra stuff, that sin conscious, will fade away, and we will be Jesus conscious, not self conscious. Jesus conscious. Well, I'm just self-conscious. Yeah, well, let's look at Jesus. Well, I'm just self-conscious. Well, let's just look at Jesus, because he did it. Jesus did it. And you are now seated in heavenly places with him. Haha, you think you're just here? Right hand of God, beloved. And the right hand of a king is the authority side. So we will sing with authority today. We will wake up on a Tuesday morning with the authority of God. We will sing because of what Jesus did and what is still doing today. Yes. Seated above, enthroned in the Father's love, destined to die and pour out for all mankind. We said all. He's God's only Son, perfect and spotless one. And he never sinned, but suffered as if he did.
Thank you, Lord.
All authority, every victory.
Every victory.
All those little victories, they're his anyway. You feel me? You can be self-conscious all day, but the victories aren't for you to have anyway. They're for you to share in and to partner with.
Yeah.
He did it. So even the small ones that you just want to get, me too, they're his anyway. They're his victories. We just partner with his goodness. Amen. Yes. Remember how we overcome. Yes, we will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. Everyone overcome.
Sweet like honey.
We have overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. Living water. Oh, it's coming right out your lips, beloved. Oh, the King loves the fragrance. Oh, the King loves the fragrance. Oh, he loves the fragrance. He can only get this fragrance from us. He's not going to get this fragrance from there or there or somewhere else, even though we're singing other songs. He loves the fragrance of each house. That includes you. If you were gone, it wouldn't be the same. He loves it, beloved. Even if you're not singing, you're just standing. He loves it, beloved. He loves that you came here. Even if you were dragging your feet, he loves being with you. This is not the only place you're with him. Don't hear me that way. He loves being with you, but he loves when we rejoice together. It's his bride. It's his bride getting ready for the wedding. Getting ready for the wedding. Yes. So we will cast our crowns to you. In their wings,
of the King of Kings.
How blessed are we.
Around your throne.
Around
your throne.
Down your throne.
ain't on the list, but say, holy, holy, holy. Of your new mercies, for they will arrive. So your new mercies arrive, my song will arise. When the new mercies arrive, my song does arise. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We exalt and bless you. Sing these songs as I often do. Every song must end.
Oh, you never do.
So I throw up my hands, praise you again and again. 'Cause all that I have is a hallelujah. And I know it's not much. I'm nothing else fit for a king, except for a heart singing hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I've got one. Just one move with my arms stretched wide. I will worship you. So I throw up my hands, praise you again and again. 'Cause all that I have is a hallelujah. I got. That's all I got. So come on, my soul. Don't you get shy on me. Lift up your song. Cause you got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord.
I don't think they heard me.
Come on, my soul. Don't you get shy on me. Lift up your song. Cause you got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord.
Let's do it.
Come on, my soul. Don't you get shy on me. Lift up your soul. Cause you got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord.
So come on.
I throw up my hands. Praise you again.
Yeah, God, we just declare hallelujah. God, we declare you're our King, Lord. God, we just say we've got a song. God, we've got a prayer. We've got our life. God, we just give you what we have, God. Everything that you've given me, we just say we give it right back, God. And we worship, God. We worship the Ancient of Days, God. We worship the one who's exalted above the nations, Lord God. We worship the one, God, who loves at all times, Lord God. We worship you. We thank you. We just praise your name, Jesus. We praise your name, Jesus. We lift you up.
Yes.
Yeah, we love you, God. God, we just come humbly to a King, God, who's given it all, God. And we just thank you for that, God, for laying it all down, for laying down your majesty, for laying down, God, all of your ability, God, and becoming like us. And we just thank, God, we'll just say thank you our whole lives for who you are, God. For all eternity, we'll thank you, God, for how awesome you are. Let me just give you our hallelujah this morning. We give you our breath, God. We give you our time. You're awesome, Jesus. Come on.
Yes.
Everybody said.
Amen.
Amen.
I think Darren had a word real quick. We can amen. It's all good.
So,
go ahead, Darren.
During worship, I just got this picture of like a dam, a water dam. And I saw the brick. I saw the face of it. It started to crack. And water began to just spurt out of the dam, and as the more pressure was applied, more water, more of it came out, and it began where it became a gushing that came out of it. And I feel like the Spirit is saying today that there may be some of you this morning that you've never been in a worship service like this, and you don't even know how to act, you don't even know anything how to feel about it. But I just feel like the Holy Spirit's saying that he's breaking the dam. And he's allowing it to burst forth. And then he said this. He said, what you're seeing today is worship. And worship is the language of heaven. And so he's pouring out heaven's language this morning. And so he wants you to get in and get into it and love on it because it's good. It's so good. Because it's the invitation of his presence.
Yeah. Amen. Thanks, Darren. Yeah, amen.
Good morning, Church at the Gate. It's so good to see you guys. Some of you are maybe here for the first time and you're like, what is going on? Prophetic words, there's worship. What are these two people doing up here? And that's part of being in this house, okay? We are a house that loves prophetic. We love the worship. We love prayer. And this is going to be a time for our children because we love our children dearly too. So welcome. This is who we are. So we're going to enter into a time of prayer this morning, and we're going to invite our children up here to be a part of this prayer time. So if any of you have children that want to come up and join us, they're welcome. Really what we're doing, this is an extension of our worship this morning. And so we are going to just create a space to hear from God. And so, if you feel like the Lord is giving you a word, if he's giving you a name, if he's giving you something specific to pray for, this is the time to do that. So we're actually going to have a number up here on our screen, and that's your official invitation. You get to use your phone to text in a prophetic word, a word of knowledge, a prayer request, and then as a family, we're going to enter into that prayer time and lift that up, okay? And we believe that our kids are an important part of it. We think it's important to raise them up and to teach them to be prayer warriors. And so that's why we're being super intentional to have them up here with us this morning. So I don't know, Ryan, if you maybe have a prophetic word or something that you want to start us off with.
Oh, yeah. Jericho and I have one, but I'm going to let Jericho, you go first, buddy. You go.
So I want to pray for the people that don't know God. Dear God, I pray for those people that don't know your truth, the word that you spoke, and that you went out there and spoke to those truthers, and that Peter, John will speak those, and they'll go into those people's hearts, and they'll speak the word. God will get in their heart. In Jesus' name, amen!
I got Josiah with heart cancer. Dear Jesus, I pray for Josiah. I pray that his heart cancer would be gone right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah, so is there a Josiah at all in here dealing with heart stuff? Anybody? Josiah? Okay.
Nope. Well, Melanie, actually, that was her prayer request, is for a friend of hers whose name is Harper, and she has been given a diagnosis of cancer that's terminal. So,
Melanie's friend, what's her name? Harper? Come on. Well, Jesus taught us otherwise, right?
Yeah.
He said, talk to that mountain, cast it into the sea. So, Jesus. We thank you.
We thank you.
That you are the resurrection and the life.
That you are the resurrection and the life.
And we just speak to Harper.
And we speak to Harper.
We speak to that cancer.
We speak to that cancer.
And we speak to that terminal illness.
We speak to that terminal illness.
And we say life.
We say life.
As Jesus said to Lazarus.
As Jesus said to Lazarus.
Get up.
Get up.
We speak to cancer.
We speak to cancer.
And we say get out.
We say get out.
And we say Harper.
Harper.
Be healed.
Be healed.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, let's just keep praying for her. Let's just keep praying for her. Yeah. Okay, what else do we have?
Let's pray for Mandy, who's grieving the loss of her mother.
Yeah, let's pray for Mandy. So God, thank you for Mandy. And all the plans,
all of the plans
that you have for her,
that you have for her.
Thank you that her future is bright.
Thank you that her future is bright.
That there's so much hope.
So much hope.
And we declare the comfort of you, God.
We declare the comfort of you, God.
Over Mandy.
Over Mandy.
God, all week.
All week.
All month.
All month.
All year.
All year.
Until eternity, Lord. Let her just feel your love.
Let her feel your love.
Feel your joy.
Feel your joy.
Walk in your comfort.
Walk in your comfort.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
So I got a name this morning. I got the name Madeline. And I felt like Madeline was dealing with, I saw literally this hand like massaging a neck or back. So Is there a Madeline in here this morning dealing with maybe neck pain or back pain, shoulder pain, anything like that? This is where we get a swing for the fences. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's pray for Maddie. You mighty ones ready? Let's do this. So Jesus, we lift up Maddie.
We lift up Maddie.
Madeline to you.
Madeline to you.
We just thank you for the truth.
We thank you for the truth.
That your yoke is easy.
That your yoke is easy.
And your burden's light. So God, get to the root of that stress and break it off of Maddie. We just declare, Maddie's your daughter. And your perfect love casts out fear and sets us free. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so Jairus wants us to be brave. Anybody that's dealing with hearing loss, I like this. We're going to run with this. Anybody that's dealt with hearing loss or even just a little bit of hearing loss, Jairus said, I want you to release all the kids to just pray over anybody who has hearing loss. So if you're brave enough to tell us that you've had hearing loss, go ahead and raise your hands. And kiddos, if you're brave enough to go and just pray for each one, keep your hands up. And we might not have enough kids to get to everybody, so you guys all right if the person next to you just lays their hands on you too?
Let's extend that too to any ear issues, maybe ringing of the ears or, you know, any sort of ear condition.
Yeah. So go, you guys just go ahead and pray in your old way, and I'm just going to do a general prayer as we pray. We call this like, yeah, it's Jesus. So we just thank you, God, for you being right here, right now, Lord, that you are Emmanuel, that you are Holy Spirit, God, that you are the healer, God, you're the one who's continuing to do signs and wonders. Jesus, it was said of you in the end of the book of John that if they were to record all of the miracles that you did, there wouldn't be enough books written in the world. And so thank you that you're still doing that, God. We say more testimonies of that right now, God. You're here. God, you're doing this. We just declare your fire over these ones, Lord God. We declare healing. God, we just declare restoration, God, of being able to hear, God. And not just a little better, God. We just declare fully, fully healed, Lord God. Yeah. All we got is a hallelujah. Come on. Come on. All right, way to be brave, Jairus. I like that one, man. Come on. Loosen us all up a little bit, right? Okay, let's... I think we got one or two more.
God, I pray for anyone that has a fever. Just heal them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah, come on, Oliver. Yeah. That's right. Do we have one more? All right, let's do one more and then...
Let's pray for parents who are dealing with estranged children or children who are walking away from the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah, God, we just declare...
We declare...
You are...
That you are...
Beside these parents.
Beside these parents.
You are with them.
You are with them.
And we just bind...
And we bind...
The voice of the enemy.
The voice of the enemy.
Condemnation.
Condemnation.
That would come against the parents.
That would come against the parents.
And we just speak to those ones.
And we speak to those ones.
Estranged.
Estranged.
The ones that have walked away.
The ones that have walked away.
The ones that it feels like they're never coming back.
The ones that it feels like they're never coming back.
We say you've got them, God.
We say you've got them,
that
God.
You are on the heavenly hunt.
You are on the heavenly hunt.
Your target's on their back.
Yes, your target's on their back.
And you've got them.
And you've got them.
So we say, God, bring them home.
We say, God, bring them home.
God, sooner than later, bring
sooner
them home.
Sooner than later, bring them home.
Let them wake up.
Let them wake up.
To you.
To you.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
And everybody said,
Amen.
Amen. Okay, extra innings. One more little prayer.
I want to pray for the flu. Dear God, I pray for the flu that you'll cast out that flu. You'll cast out that channel. You'll throw into the river. In Jesus' name, amen.
There we go. Yeah, we're going to transition here into our offering time, and there's self-serve communion too at this time. At the same time, we're going to transition our kiddos out to kids' church. So we've got a nursery all the way down this first hallway to the right, a 3- and 4-year-old room, not all the way down the hallway, but first room down this hallway to the right. And then all 5- to 11-year-olds are going to be in the gym. Mm-hmm.
And our youth are invited upstairs to our youth room. So any students grades 6 through 12 are welcome to join us upstairs for donuts and the Word of God.
Well, now we're going to move into a time of offering and communion. Here at the gate, we bring our gifts and seeds down the center aisle and receive communion on either side. There is gluten-free if you need so, if your dietary needs require. But there will not be anyone leading you in the taking of the communion, because we believe here that Jesus is serving you. Jesus is serving you this communion, and all are welcome to come take it. Leave your gifts in the planters, grab your communion, and there will be some groups of people that like to meet together. You don't have to do that. You can take it with yourself, just you and the Lord, or you can join a group and take it there. We're just going to play, but it's all about letting Jesus serve you, and that's what we do here, in remembrance of what he did. So bring your gifts and come on up and receive from Jesus. Father God, thank you for what you've done. We love you. We thank you that we can come freely and give to your kingdom, to be pressed down, shaken together, and runneth over. We thank you that you have brought us to your table, and we receive your love in remembrance of what you've done. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on down.
Thank you that before we even stepped in this sanctuary, God, you were already here. You were waiting for us to fill this place with praise. Oh, Father, we just thank you. And Holy Spirit, we just thank you. We thank you for what you're doing in this room right now. What you've done, what you have done, what you're going to do. Father, I just pray that you would prepare our hearts and minds and our spirits to receive the life that you have to bring us today, God. Lord, that we'll never be the same, that we'll be changed by the power of your word. Father, be with Pastor as he preaches your word, as he delivers what you've given him, Lord, for this house. And God, let us walk out of here changed and never the same again. We just ask in your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, give Jesus a shout this morning. That's all right. Yeah. Good morning, church. Welcome, welcome. Thank you, Chris, for leading us in worship this morning. So good. And how about Diane up there on the guitar? Yeah, come on. She would have paid me not to do that. Well, we want to welcome you today. We're so glad you're here. My name is Brent. I'm lead pastor here at the Gate. It's an honor to have you with us today. If you're new to the house and you've never done this before, I'd like to invite you to fill out one of our welcome home cards. You'll find those under the seats in front of you inside of a Bible. You'll look under the seats. You'll see a Bible under there. Go ahead and open that up. You'll see one of those welcome home cards in there. If you'll fill that out and turn that in at the end of service at the right-hand side of our sanctuary in the back, you'll see a little lit-up area back there. That's our bookstore. You can turn that in with one of our bookstore volunteers. They would love to meet you and give you a free gift as our way of saying thanks for hanging out with us. We want you to know we're glad you're in the house. And as always, we want to welcome our online family here this morning. So if you are with us online, we want you to know that the same Jesus who's moving where we are is the same Jesus who's moving where you are right now. So God is touching you where you are just like he's moving here. So will you join me in welcoming our online family and those that are new this morning? Give them a hand. Amen. So God is going to have mercy on you guys today. For those that are new, this isn't going to make sense. But I'm off of steroids now, so this should be a lot less drinking out of a fire hose this morning than it was last week. But we're glad you guys are here. We want you to feel welcome in the house today as we get into the Word in just a moment. But before we do, just a few things I want to let you know about. First of all, you can always check out the QR code on our screen or on the back of the chair in front of you. You just take your phone, open the camera app, point it at that QR code. A little website will pop up. If you'll click that with your finger, it'll take you to the landing page of a place where you can find out more about who we are and what's going on and some of the things that I'll be covering here this morning. One of the things I wanted to share with you is that we're going to continue showing The Chosen Season 4. The only way that you can view that right now is in churches. It was in theaters, but some gracious donors have made it available for churches to be able now to show The Chosen before it comes out on the app for everyone to view in their homes. And so we are in episode 3 this week. I have been asked to announce that if you're going to join us this Wednesday for episode 3, it's important that you know there's a very violent scene in episode 3. I haven't seen it yet, and please don't tell me what happens. Anybody else, if somebody tells you, I remember when I was a kid and we were watching Teen Wolf, spoiler alert. But if you don't know what happens at the end of Teen Wolf now, that is not my fault, all right? So we were watching it, and he was about to shoot, you know, the basket goes in the air, and this guy was over at our house visiting. He goes, he makes it. I'm like, oh, I hate that. Don't you hate it when somebody tells you how the movie's going to end? So don't tell any of us that don't know. Don't let us know what happens. But I have been asked that it was violent enough that they said that viewer discretion is advised, so I want to let you know that. We love The Chosen here, though, and we're excited to see. Man, last week, we were all crying at the end of episode 2. Yes, we were. And so we want to invite you guys to come out and join us. So, again, we'll have dinner at 5 like we always do on Wednesday nights. We have a couple of weeks left of this. We're going to have dinner at 5 o'clock, and then at 6 o'clock, we'll watch The Chosen. And we have, of course, nursery, children's ministry, and youth ministry going on Wednesday night as well. So that'll be this next week. And then we'll break for a week on May 8th. So everybody say May 8th. May 8th. Is that right? Oh, sorry, don't say May 8th. That's when we'll come back. We won't show again until May 8th. Okay, so it's good to say May 8th. We won't show the next one until May 8th. But we'll take a break in between this Wednesday and May 8th because we're going to invite you to, if you haven't already, some of you know about this, but we'll be a part of the Kingswood Rummage Sale again this year. That's April 30th and May 1st. So that Wednesday, this place will be filled with stuff as we're part of the Kingswood Rummage. If you want to donate towards that, Pastor Ryan, who was just up here just a moment ago, Pastor Ryan would love to receive your donations this week as he continues to gather some things to sell. All of the proceeds this year will go towards our ministry in Rosebud this summer. We'll be back again in July this summer for another missions trip to the reservation. And so everything that comes in for the Kingswood Rummage Sale that's sold for that will go towards the ministry that we're doing out on the res this summer to be a blessing to Pastor Alfred Old Lodge, who we love and support in this church. And we're going to partner with them as they do camp meeting and VBS again. So no meal on that day. So on May the 1st, no meal.
And no, on the 8th.
And no food on the 8th. So this is the last meal then, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the Last Supper. This Wednesday night's the Last Supper. Okay. She just got it. Terry does the supper, so. Pizza. All right. It sounds good, guys. It'll be fun. So this will be the last time that we have a meal together, but we'll do The Chosen again on May 8th. We'll take a break in between this Wednesday and that one for the rummage sale. Does all that make sense now? Clear as mud? All right. Also, I want to let you know that we have a water baptism coming up next Sunday morning. So if you haven't been water baptized or you don't remember being water baptized, we would love to encourage you to follow up your decision to surrender your life to Christ with being baptized in water. It's a powerful experience and encounter of surrendering your heart to the Lord, and it is a public expression of what happened for you in your conversion. So in your conversion, the Bible talks about how we were baptized into Christ and we were buried with him through baptism. And it talks about how in Romans chapter 6 that then we rose to new life. And so your baptism pictures in a physical way what actually already happened in the spirit in your baptism when you came to know Jesus Christ. And you're caught up into his death, his burial, and his resurrection. So we practice immersion baptism. We hold people under till they repent. No, we don't do that. We don't do that. We've never lost anybody. We've never lost anyone. But I do want to encourage you, it is powerful. It's not some dry, dull experience. It's something Jesus commanded us to do. And you'll get more than wet. You will have an encounter with God in experiencing the identification of saying, this is publicly what I'm expressing. Not only am I expressing it to the people that will be gathered here, but principalities, powers, angels, and demons all witness this point in your life when you say, I identify with Jesus Christ. And so I want to encourage you. It is a wonderful time. But we want to encourage you to sign up And although I will say we baptize any, if you profess Jesus as your Lord and Savior, we will baptize anyone. We have done it on the day of, without, so there were no classes, baptism classes in the New Testament. When someone gave their life to Christ, they got baptized. And so if you want to get baptized next Sunday, though, we would love to be able to put a certificate together for you and all of that kind of stuff. We know kind of how many people are going to be baptized. There's a sign-up sheet in the foyer, or again, when you go to that landing page on the QR code, there's probably a QR code up there for Baptism Sunday. So you can scan that QR code. It'll take you to a place where you can fill it out and sign up for water baptism. Ladies Retreat is coming up May 3rd through the 5th. And this is like we're down to the wire. They need to know how many ladies are going to come. And let's just say all of you. How's that sound? All of you. We want you to be able to go. Don't miss out on Ladies Retreat. Terry has actually been sick, but she's going to be here at the end of service this morning to help people get signed up for a Ladies Retreat. Please, today is the day. If you've been thinking about going, husbands, be sure to talk to your wife and say, man, I'll do whatever it takes for you to be able to go, all right? Make a way for her to be able to be there. It'll be a powerful time for our ladies to be together, and we don't want you to miss out. Then I want to again announce that Pentecost weekend is coming up with Chris Burns. He is going to be here May the 17th through the 19th, and so that Friday and Saturday night at 6:30, Chris will be ministering. For those of you who have never experienced him, look him up on Spotify or Apple Music or however you stream music, YouTube. Check out Chris Burns. He is an anointed. We've had Chris, back when we were in Rapid, we used to have Chris for year after year after year. I bet for at least 10 to or more years that we have had Chris in the church we pastored in Rapid, and now he's been here as well. How many were here when Chris and Danielle were here before? And some of us went through his book together in a life group, The Priesthood. And I want to encourage you to be here if at all possible. And we will be doing 50 hours of praying in the Spirit that weekend. So we will set aside our whole weekend, the sanctuary or the prayer room. You'll find out more about that as we go. So a couple of people are getting married that weekend too. Mm-hmm. This is going to be quite a Pentecost weekend. Chris Burns Friday night. We're praying in the Spirit. These guys are getting married on Saturday, Nathan and Kaylin. So what a great Pentecost weekend, right? And then Chris will be here that night again at 6:30 and then Sunday morning at 9:15. So it's going to be a packed weekend. We love Pentecost weekend around here. Also, Darren asked me to let you know that he's wanting to put together some more folks to join in with the Lawn Rangers. So if you would like to help, we have a lot of land to mow. And so Darren oversees our lawn mowing team called the Lawn Rangers. And if you could help out with that, we've had some of our folks that are no longer here that he would love to have some other people step into their place. If you would like to help with mowing the lawn, please talk to Darren. He's the gentleman that gave the word up here this morning that shared that powerful word with us. Talk to Darren and he'll help you get signed up for that. And there's one more thing. Oh, I was going to let you guys know, even though there's not going to be a slide for it. But for those of you that would like to travel to Pier this weekend, Friday night at the Wesleyan Church in Pier, and then Saturday there as well. Some friends of mine and I are going to be leading worship. So some of you may know Ken Verhicke, myself, Ken Verhicke, a guy named Stuart Jenner, and Jason Monroe. We've been playing together a lot of years. And we're going to be leading worship for an evening of nothing but worship on Friday night. And it is going to be awesome. I can't wait. And then Saturday we'll be at an Aglow gathering starting at 10 o'clock that morning. And we'll be leading worship for that. It goes from 10 to 3 on Saturday. So if you want to know more about that, become my friend on Facebook. And I will share, you will see all the cool stuff I shared about it. All right, grab your notes and your Bibles. Open to Psalm 118. Psalm 118. So we have continued this series. We'll be in this for a while. But we've been in a series called Today, and that's learning to live life in the right here and the right now with God. Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is at hand when he preached, right? And he even said the kingdom of heaven was within you. Don't look here or there or try to find it out there somewhere. Or even have this mentality that someday, oh please God, we can't wait till someday when your kingdom finally comes. No, the kingdom was inaugurated and initiated by the king himself, Jesus Christ. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And there will be a full expression of his kingdom, we believe, when he comes again at his second coming. We believe that. Jesus is coming back. He is going to make all things new. New heaven, new earth, right? We believe that. But he also told us we could pray, your kingdom come, your will be done right here on earth as it is in heaven. And he demonstrated a life that was lived with an expectation that the kingdom of God was in our right here and our right now. So it's both here and coming. Some people would say it's now and not yet. We would say that what Jesus said, the time is coming, but now is. So that we have an expectation not just of putting something off someday. In fact, I wonder how much of what is coming we could experience in our right here, right now. What if that was our heart? Like, Jesus, how much of what we see coming in the second coming and the new Jerusalem and no more sickness, no more pain, no more tears, no more depression, all of those things that we're excited about, and we really do believe that the kingdom of God is going to usher in. I believe God wants us to taste and see that he's good right now and experience those things in our now. Missy Edwards used to sing, how far will you let me go? How abandoned will you let me be? How much of that there and then could we experience here and now? So as I was preparing this week and thinking about that, you know, part of what I felt like the Lord, I'm not really going to preach on this, or I might, who knows. But part of what I began to really think about for me personally is I know there have been times in my life that I've been like, man, my life is going to be good when. So in other words, like when I'm healed, like I believe in healing and I believe God wants to manifest his healing in my life. And boy, isn't my life going to be good when that healing finally manifests and I have 20/20 vision and I don't need these glasses and I don't have artificial lens implants in my eyes anymore and I see 2015. Man, my life's going to be good. Man, my life's going to be so good when I don't have a blood disorder anymore that causes my blood to clot easily and I don't have to even think about that anymore. Man, my life's going to be good. Or maybe there's some in this room that you're on a path to try to get out of debt and you're like, man, when someday when I finally get out of debt, my life is going to be good. Or maybe it's my life will really be great when I finally marry that person that I want to marry. You're single in the room and you want to be married, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's awesome. He that finds a wife finds a good thing, right? She that finds a husband finds a good thing. Not fang. Thing. So these guys will be giving this a big amen in a couple of weeks, right? So, yeah, right, exactly. Is that what you call her, sweet thing? She says no. Well, speaking of you married couples here, maybe you're thinking, some of you, maybe you feel like my marriage is already strong, although how many know all of our marriages can continue to grow? We can continue to grow closer and closer together. I love my wife now more. I didn't even know how much I could love her when we got married. And I thought I loved her a lot then. But I had no clue how deep love could run when I was 23. I did not know. And here I am, 37. And man, have I learned. Have I learned in these years. But some of you may be here and you may be struggling in a marriage and relationship. So your mindset might be kind of like, man, my life is really, I'm going to really have a great life when my marriage is healed. And when that happens, man, will we ever serve the Lord together? I'll really be able to experience a great life when I get that promotion at my job. Or when I finally launch that business that I've been wanting to launch. And when I finally do that one thing, wow, I tell you what, when I finally pastor a church, I used to think that. Man, my life, I can't wait. Everything's going to be perfect when I pastor a church. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. But I did think that. I felt that way because I knew I was called to pastor. Like, oh, when I finally, whatever it is, it's that thing that's out there somewhere. And as long as we, some people call it future tripping. We talked about this a little bit before. We future trip. And we get off into the future. And we don't only do that through worrying. We don't only do that through, oh no, things could get bad. Things are going to be, I think tomorrow's going to be difficult. We do that as well. But I'm more talking about this idea that when that thing happens, that's when I'm going to experience. When all the while, God is like right here, right now in our lives. And there are some things that he's speaking right here, right now. Like until the healing manifests, right? Until the marriage is in a greater, better place than it is right now. You know, until whatever that thing is happens. And I just feel like the Lord wanted me to pray into that this morning. So if you're finding yourself in that place right now, that you're like, I kind of think that that's going on. I kind of think that in some ways my mindset has been like, wow, someday when that happens, that's when everything's going to be okay. That's when everything's going to be better. I want to pray for you right now. I'm not even going to ask you to raise your hand. I'm just, Lord, every person in this room right now, that the enemy, I believe, is keeping us trapped in this place. Father, I thank you right now in Jesus' name that, Holy Spirit, you pull us back into this moment. Your word says, today if we hear your voice. Today if we hear your voice. So, Lord, I thank you that right now, God, you're pulling us back. In fact, we give you permission to constantly and forever be pulling us back into the present. That we would experience you in our now. That we would know now you love us. That now your grace is for us. That now you're for us and not against us. That now you're good. Father, even now, right now, I pray that there would be just an awareness of your presence, Lord. Right in this moment, Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We welcome you to show us your goodness. Show us who Jesus is in our now. Show us, Lord. Thank you, God, that you've set our boundary lines. I hear him speaking that verse to my heart, that he set my boundary lines in pleasant places. Some translations say, wide open spaces. Well, wait a minute, Pastor. Straight is the gate and narrow is the way. This way is a constricted, straight, narrow life. No, the constricted, straight, narrow is called, there's one way and his name's Jesus. He's the straight gate. He's the narrow way that leads to everlasting life. There's room to move and breathe and grow and experiment and try stepping out in new ways and feeling free to actually fail at stepping out in new ways. And there's freedom, and I speak it over you today. I speak his freedom over you this morning. That you would know the freedom of God in your present moment right now. In Jesus' name, and we thank you for it, Lord. And everybody said, amen. Well, have a good week. Just kidding. So let's look at Psalm 118:24 this morning. Again, this is our theme verse. And let's read it out loud again together today. Let's read it. Here we go. This is the day the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it. So this psalm, as we've been talking about the last several weeks, is inside of a context. It's inside of a context of some halal psalms that were sung at the Passover, and even Jesus would have sang this very verse on the night that he was going to be betrayed. He would have sang this very verse as part of the Passover celebration. Can you imagine him singing, "This is the day the Lord has made, and I'm going to rejoice, and I'm going to be glad in it." So whatever I've experienced, I can promise you, no matter how bad my day is going, it's not that bad. It's not the Jesus level of crucified on a cross bad, right? And yet Jesus would have sang this verse that night. How can we be glad? How can we experience the gladness of God in the midst of whatever day that we're going through? And that's what we've been talking about. And so this morning, again, we're looking at the context of this passage. And so this is such a, gosh, you've probably heard 150 sermons on this. If you've been in church 150 times, you've probably heard this preached over and over. But it's worth saying it again. It's worth coming back to it. Why? Because Scripture goes here. And it's the context of how to live in a day the way that this describes it, that we can say, this is a day you've made, and I choose to rejoice, and I'm going to be glad in the midst of this day. And here it is in your notes. Giving thanks is a key to recognizing God in our today. Now, I want you to notice how I said that. I didn't say giving thanks is a key to getting God to show up in our day. Because God's already in the day. He made the day. That's what the scripture says, right? So a lot of times as in the brand of faith we are, charismatic Pentecostal people, we're always trying to get the absent God to show up. Oh, God over there, please come over here. When all the while, this is His world. This is His cosmos. This is His universe. Nothing came into being that had not come into being through Him. Colossians, Hebrews says that. Colossians, John chapter 1 teaches us that. He came into the world that He had made. So all of this exists inside of Him, which means the day that I'm in, He's already in this day. But the issue then is not getting God to show up, even though we use that language, God, please show up. The issue really is helping us to recognize God in our day. And so Thanksgiving is one of those ways that we can begin to see what God is doing in our lives. In your notes, the psalmist links a glad day. He links a glad day with gratitude. I'm so glad Chris picked that song. He didn't know that I was preaching on this today. I'm so glad he picked that song, Gratitude. Psalm 118, verse 1. So last week we talked about His goodness, but I wanted to back the train up just a little bit more, because before we get to where the psalm goes, it launches with these two words, give thanks. So before we get to way down the line in this psalm where it says this is the day He's made and I'm going to rejoice and I'm going to be glad in it, the psalmist said we're going to have to set our mindset needs to be set to be in a place of gratitude in order to recognize what God is already doing in our days. Before we even talk about God and giving thanks to Him, just in general, a life of gratitude, did you know the American Heart Association says that research has shown that the practice of gratitude is associated with many positive effects in a person's physical and mental health. Expressing gratitude can improve sleep. Anybody need some more sleep? That's why you came to church. Some of you get some good sleep during my sermon right now. But expressing gratitude can improve sleep. We used to have a guy in Rapid that I could hear him snoring during my sermon every week. Keeps you humble, man. Keeps you humble. Gratitude can improve sleep. It can improve mood and immunity. It can decrease depression, anxiety, chronic pain, and disease. All of that, says the American Heart Association. Just gratitude. That's not taking any particular supplement. I understand there's some homeschool moms here. I do know that essential oils will cure anything, all right? I do know. I don't want to step on your toes on that. I do understand. We had our children's pastor one time, she loved essential oils. She's a good homeschool mom. She loved essential oils. And I'm not saying anything bad against them. I think I'm sucking on a thieves' cough drop right now, so... But her son was on the football field. We were there that night. And he injured his elbow. He fell or whatever. He injured his elbow. And we watched as his mom chased him around the field with essential oil, trying to put it on his elbow. Some of you know which one to use. I'm not even sure. But even better than essential oils, even better than the best supplements, even no matter, you know, what we could take into our bodies, it's what we could release out of our bodies that actually could make a huge difference out of our mouths, which is gratitude. And more specifically in your notes, a glad day begins with gratitude, not just in general. I want to be thankful to my wife for all that she has poured into my life. I think that's powerful to not just give thanks in general, but specifically for these specific things that you do. I thank you. I think that's powerful to do with one another. But the psalm is actually talking about what happens when we are thankful toward God. When we're thankful toward Him, it says in Psalm 118, not just give thanks, but give thanks to the Lord. Why? Because again, in your notes, giving thanks to God helps develop a God-focused heart and mind, which is what worship and praise do in general. That when we worship and praise, it doesn't... I'm going to lean into this again. Chris Burns is coming, and this is one of his statements. You've said it before, but when we worship, God doesn't show up. We do. We show up when we worship Him. We become aware of His presence, and we make space and room for Him to manifest His presence. That's called the manifest presence of God. There's the omnipresence of God. He's everywhere. And then there's the manifest presence of God, which is basically us sensing Him in a real, tangible way. Not just theoretically He's here, we know He's here, and He really is. But actually when I worship, or specifically in this psalm, when I take time to thank God, then I begin to notice what God is doing more. And I begin to make space, God space or God room in my life to not say, God bless what I'm doing, but begin to see what he's doing and to get on board with that and say, wow, you're doing something amazing. And I can partner with you as I have a thankful heart. I might not see God moving in my today, even though he could be doing all kinds of things. I might not see what he's doing without this gift called gratitude. I might start out my morning scrolling. Anybody do that? Roll over in your bed, pick your phone up, pop open whatever brand of social media that you are, Facebook, the old people like me, X, right, formerly Twitter, Instagram, whatever it is that you can start scrolling. You just kind of start letting roll into your mind whatever's going on. And sometimes I do that, and I've never had myself do that and then rolled out of bed going, man, I'm so glad. I feel so much better having given the first part of my day to seeing what people are fighting about. I feel so much better seeing people argue and getting caught down. Do you ever find yourself getting caught in the comment thread of somebody who says something that you think is cool? And then you see somebody make a comment that's opposite to, because the definition of a millisecond is how long it takes for someone to comment opposite to whatever you just said on social media. And then I find myself getting in the comment section and getting frustrated or else just all of the scandals going on in Christianity right now. The scandals that are happening right now with people that have made decisions, you know, crazy decisions, and what's going on with them and how many people are spending all their time dissecting that person's life and everything they've ever done wrong. And man, we can get caught up in that kind of stuff. And anytime I find myself spending too much time looking at what's happening with the Christian scandals, or how about politics? Have you ever been just blessed just to see what all is going on in politics and how watching cable news or whatever, just so you can hear people argue with one another, which is pretty much what cable news is get ratings by getting people who disagree with each other to get on and argue with one another. And all of that stuff, I think when we get too much of it, I'm not saying disconnect and don't know what's going on, but when we overdose on that, at least when I overdose on that and I'm low on gratitude, I don't notice as much what God's doing. And it impacts, right? It impacts my thinking, it impacts my heart, and it keeps me away from a God focus. So I've had to, and still do, have to dial back on some of that stuff in order to make room to say, God, what are you up to? They suck the glad right out of my day. How about you guys? But if I'll begin in conversation with God, and maybe not even specifically just, oh, Lord, I thank you for this day. I thank you for how good you are. Thank you for, enter his gates of thanksgiving. So I better be sure that I'm saying the right words and got the right, no, but where I'm dialoguing with him and just talking about him. And if I'll take time and like meditate on, wow, God, you are good. God, you are so loving. Thank you for how you love me. You love me right now, God. You love me right now. Oh, thank you. It's natural to flow into thanksgiving as we're meditating on who he is. In fact, in your notes, gratitude in this psalm begins with a revelation of the character of God. It begins with the revelation of his character. When I say character, I mean who he has always been. He says that he is God and he changes not. Hebrews 13:8, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So character of God is who God has always been. Give thanks to the Lord. Well, what does the psalmist say? For he is good, and his mercy is everlasting. Well, last week we talked about how God is and always will be good. We spent a whole, I can't go back and reteach that, but we talked about the definition of goodness straight out of the original Hebrew that means a glad heart, pleasing words, and a cheerful face. That all of those are connected to God. Can you imagine that? God has a glad heart right now. His words are pleasing to us. Even his correction, he corrects the son in whom his soul delights. I love that verse so much. That while he corrects me, he's delighting in me. He delivered me because he delights in me. And his cheerful face, seeing the face of God that is lit up with his love for you right now. That the face of God is lit up with his, it really matters how we see his face. And I got to discipline myself not to preach that again. All right. So he's always good, But I want to say something else this morning about him from this psalm. A reason that we can be thankful. God is and always will be not just loving, not just love, but loving kindness. So I know that doesn't sound grammatically correct, but it's the best way I know to say this. Because when we say God is love, it loses something, I think, for us. I mean, what love is a kind of a watered-down word in our language. So I'm purposefully using the word, and it's biblical, you'll see in a second, but he's always will be loving kindness. Well, the translation we use the word mercy. His mercy endures forever. But that really, the translator have a difficult time with this Hebrew word, because we do not have an English equivalent. There is no one word that can straight across translate the Hebrew word chesed. Chesed is a covenant word used all throughout the Old Testament to describe the love of God. And it's covenant love. It's not just, I love pizza. There's a depth to this love, and there's a power, there's a tenacity to this love. And so sometimes they'll use the word mercy, but really, again, chesed in Hebrew in your notes, and here's some different translations of the Bible, how they translate chesed. Some will use the words great love. Some will say loyal kindness, or the word that I chose, loving kindness. I mean, it's almost like loving in it by itself would have been amazing. To think that we actually have a God that's loving, he's not just a God, just to recognize that there's a God. Demons know that there's a God. And tremble, James says. But a God that's loving, to actually know that we have a God that's loving? Or how about just if we knew that he was kind? Like this God that is all-powerful, that any moment could squish me. I will squish you like a grape. He could do that, right? He could end all of this right now. He could end it all. But he's kind. But that's not enough. So chesed has to be used, this word that doesn't only mean he's kind, but he's loving kindness. Oh, it's so good. NASB would use mercies, or King James would call faithful love. So this is, by the way, is why it's important to study your Bible not only in English, but to find yourself a good lexicon. Sorry, bad pastor joke, right? But a good Greek Hebrew lexicon, Vines is good. Strong's is one many people are familiar with. But to at least begin to dip your toe in, looking at the original language and not just the language it's translated in. Because there's more to, his mercy endures forever. That doesn't capture it. We need to understand the depth of the word that God chose to use. You know that Old Testament was written mostly in Hebrew, some Aramaic, but mostly Hebrew. And stupid joke too. That's how you know that men are supposed to make coffee, right? Hebrews. But so most of it was written in Hebrew. I couldn't believe this the other day. I stumbled across a pastor. He was preaching and just, again, scrolling. I stumbled across this pastor who, he literally said this. I couldn't believe this. He said, I could believe this part because I was raised in the church like this. The only Bible that's accurate is the King James Bible. I was raised that way. I actually wrote a term paper in the 9th grade in public school on why the King James Bible was the only true word of God, and I got an A. I got an A on that paper. My teacher wrote, I prefer it as well, so I think that's why I got an A. I didn't know that, but that I wrote that paper in the 9th grade because that's what I was raised. Even though in our denomination, the Greek professor at our Bible college told us NASB was probably more accurate than the King James Bible. It didn't matter. Even though he was from Greece, who cares? He probably doesn't really know. So this pastor said the other day, he was talking, the King James Bible is the only true word of God. In fact, I use the King James to correct the Greek. I'm like, wow. You use Middle English to correct the actual language that the New Testament was written in. I don't know how you get to a place like that, but probably like I did in the denomination that I was in too, that you end up in a place where you almost idolize a translation. And we don't have any of the original manuscripts, none of them. What we have is a very accurate, wonderfully accurate, even you can compare with each other, all of these copies of the manuscripts that were copied from the original language in the Bible in Old Testament Hebrew and a little Aramaic, in the New Testament Greek. So it's important that we look at the language that the Bible comes from, and of course another would be the culture and the context, and all of that's important. But you see things like that come through when you look at a little word like His mercy endures forever. Man, you got to tap that like you would if you were tapping an app on your phone. You tap that word and say, what's inside that word? Because this is something God's wanting me to know about Himself. He's wanting me to know that He's not just a God of mercy, and He's not just a God who's loving, and He's not just a God who's kind, and He's not just a God who's faithful. He's all of that inside of this word. So good. You know, it's Hebrew is forever in search of a translation into other languages of this word because of its wide range of meanings. The Hebrew word carries the sense of an enduring connection. This is that word, hesed, that brings life and all good things into a relationship. Hesed is a kind and loyal care for the well-being of another. This is God. This is our God. Oh, language is inadequate, isn't it? No matter what the language is. But he purposely chose to bring us the Old Testament in Hebrew, so it behooves us to say, well, what were you trying to say to us, God, through this word? He was saying, I want you to know there's an enduring connection. Think of it in your relationship with God. He initiated this as a covenant God. An enduring connection, especially if you bring that over into the new covenant, where in the new covenant, God cut a covenant with God. Jesus, the God-man, fully God, fully man, cut a covenant with Father God because we weren't able to keep the other covenant. That's what the other covenant, the old covenant, proved to us. So Jesus himself becomes a man and enters into covenant as us. And what kind of covenant, what kind of love exists inside the covenant that we're in right now? That Jesus brought us into. Well, do I get a vote? Yeah, we voted. You know how we voted? By killing him. We voted. Here's what we brought to the table. We put him up on a tree. We crucified him. We threw our worst at him. We cursed him. That's what we as humanity did to him. And he took that and turned that into the new covenant for us. This kind of love, this kind of enduring, this is the love that he has with us. An enduring connection, not a fleeting connection. God's not with you some days and not with you others. He's not a little dove on your shoulder that you have to be afraid that you might scare away. I don't care who said that and how important they are. That is not who Holy Spirit is. A tiny little fragile dove. No, he's the fiery person, third person of the Trinity, who lives on the inside of believers right now. And he said, I will never, 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 never. That's another reason it's good to study the original language, because it takes five nevers to start catching up with the Greek word never. I will never, 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 never leave you nor forsake you. This is a love that endures. It's a God who's not leaving us. It's a God who's not giving up on us. It's a God who, when we, like the prodigal son, run away, he lets us run. He lets us experience what we want to experience. He lets us pull away from him, but he never disengages. He said about that son, this son of mine. He never stopped calling him a son. This son of mine. And always his longing heart was for that son to realize who he really was. It's an enduring connection. It brings life and all good things into a relationship. This is on God's side toward us before we ever start talking about our response, which that's all that what we have to give is, ever, is a response to the divine initiation of God himself. Kind and loyal care for our well-being. Of another, that because that's who God is. God is other-centered. That's one of the things about God. He could be You know what? You people need to just focus on me. I want more and more and more of me, me, me. But instead, what do we see? Him coming to us. Him condescending. Him coming to where we are to get us. Even inside the Trinity, you never find the Father talking about himself. You find him bragging on his Son. And you find the Son talking about the Father. And you find the Spirit pointing at Jesus. God is other-centered by nature. Hesed love is other-centered. I can't be an other-centered person until I know who God is. When I know he is at the core of his being, selfless, he is not a selfish God. Now, when you get kind of that, start getting that, just a, and this all I got is a little revelation, this little fire that's burning in me. I want more. I want to know to a greater degree what it means to have a God who has hesed love for me. But when I go back in my life to Lamentations chapter 3, you want to talk about a bad day. Jeremiah is having a terrible day in Lamentations chapter 3. It's awful what's happening to him at this point. His whole nation has been ransacked. Jerusalem's been captured. It's over it looks like it's not, but it looks like it's over for the nation of Israel. And Jerusalem's in ruins. And he writes the book of Lamentations. A very sad book. He's known as the weeping prophet. And here's what he says in the midst of that book. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. See what he's doing? This I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. What do I call to mind? The chesed. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. Amen. That's a good place to amen right there. Oh, isn't that good, guys? Years ago, we used to sing, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. Let me tell you, you cannot out-sin. You can't out-sin chesed. You can't outrun chesed. When you feel like you've burned up all the mercies, another day dawns. And even that is a metaphor. Because really, the day star is always shining in your heart. Even in the dark seasons you're going through, the day star is still shining in your heart. His mercies are perpetually new. And so Jeremiah knew that he could hope. I got to wrap this up, guys. Malachi 3:6, for I, the Lord, do not change. Therefore, you, the sons of Jacob, have not come to an end. He says to that Italian prophet Malachi, I, the Lord, do not change. Therefore, he said, here's something you can know, because I don't change. That's why. Even though I've allowed you, Israel, to go into captivity, and even though you find yourself and Israel in a terrible place, a difficult place, he said, the reason you haven't come to an end is because of chesed, because I'm not a God who gives up. Chesed, in your notes, is a covenant word, and God does not break covenant. God does not break covenant. In fact, 2 Timothy 2:13 says, when we're faithless, he remains faithful. And I don't have time to spend on this, but we'll wrap it up by, you know, Paul can't use chesed in the New Testament because he's writing Greek. But he knows the word, of course. You know, he's a Jew and a very well trained at the feet of Gamaliel. He knows Hebrew. He's a Pharisee of Pharisees. I mean, this guy knows the word, right? And he can't use chesed, so what has he got to do? Because he uses the word agape in Greek, which is stronger than our English word, but it's still not chesed. And so the Christians use agape in a way that it hadn't been used before. And they start using this word for love that's a covenant love. In 1 Corinthians 13, I want to close with this because he takes the whole chapter of 1 Corinthians 13 to say, here's what this love looks like, because I don't have the Greek word for it. So let me tell you, he says, under the inspiration of Holy Spirit. And instead of saying love, because Scripture says in 1 John that God is love, I don't know why I used to, I don't even know if I thought this out loud and or said it out loud, but somehow in my mind I think I used to be confused. And I used to think that God wanted me to be like this, but he wasn't really like this. Now, I don't know if anybody else has been mixed up like I was. But I used to think God wanted me to live like this, but when I looked at him, I didn't think he really did. No, this is who God is to the core. God doesn't call me to be something that he is not. I cannot live higher than the revelation that I have of who God is. So here's what it says about God. God is patient and kind. God does not envy or boast. He's not arrogant or rude. He does not insist on his own way. Boy, he could. He is not irritable or resentful. He does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but he rejoices with the truth. God bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. God never ends. Love never ends. God never fails. It's who he is. Let's stand. Thank you, Holy Spirit. This is who God is. Oh, come on. You are so good, God. Scott, would you be my eyes this morning? With everyone, just for a moment, bow your head and close your eyes for just a moment, just to give people an opportunity to make a decision in your own personal way with the Lord today. Nothing magical about this. It's just one of those moments that you can say, hey, you know what? God's already said yes to me, and he's inviting me to say yes to his yes. So this morning, if you've never said yes to his yes, the enduring, faithful, loving God, knowing a little bit more about who he is this morning, you feel pulled in your heart. So you know what? I want to surrender my life to him. If you've never done that or you want to re-surrender to him today, would you raise your hand real high if that's you? I want to surrender or re-surrender my life to Jesus this morning. If you need to do that this morning, raise it up real high and just keep it up so Scott can see your hand this morning. Anyone need to raise your hand today? Anyone? All right, thanks, Scott. Lord, I bless your people this morning. God, I thank you for a revelation, God, just that little fire burning in our heart a little bit brighter today. God, you open our eyes just a little more to how loving and how kind you are. I just feel challenged by the Lord even this week to encourage you guys to take 1 Corinthians 13 and meditate on it, to go back inside those verses we just read and to substitute the word love for God. Father, Abba, or Jesus, speak to God. Use these words to dialogue with him. And God, we ask you, Lord, as we do, that a spirit of gratitude would be stirred up on the inside of us as we are thankful for who you are. We're thankful for who you are. I'm thankful that you love me, God. I'm thankful that you cut covenant for me and as me. I'm thankful that you came and you got me, Lord. I didn't find you. You found me. I'm thankful, Lord. I'm thankful for your people. I'm thankful for this body, Lord. I bless them today. As they go out today, Lord, I thank you that they're not going to go out and try to make something happen. They're going to go out because love is happening on the inside of them. They're going to change the world. I give you praise for that today in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you guys. We have a prayer team ready that's going to come up front right now and be available to pray. If you need prayer for anything, they'll be up here ready to pray for you. You guys have a phenomenal week. Go out and give them. God bless.